Coming up next, as Czechs went to the polls at the weekend, some had more choices to make than just choosing the next president. In 7 places around the country, people also took part in local referenda, voting mostly on issues concerning public property. In the district of Prague 7, the referendum was meant to decide on how the town hall should go about building a new administrative building for the district. With more than 40% participation and overwhelming majority rejected the plans to build the new building for the district, which many considered to be overpriced. Marsha Wolinski spoke to a representative of the organizers of the referendum, Jan Ciczyński, and asked him why they decided to hold the referendum.
Our mayor and the city council wanted to construct a new city hall, and the price was 1 billion pounds, so it's about 40 million euro. And Prague 7 has 214 employees, so the price for one employee was the same like for new 100-meter apartment in Prague 7. And it was without any architectural competition, so we decided to organize a referendum to fix the price and to organize an architectural competition.
Who else got involved in organizing the referendum?
There was three civil associations and also three political parties from the opposition together. We are united in this project for the referendum.
And was it an easy fight to win? Was there a lot of opposition from the side of the town hall?
Well, it wasn't easy because we had to collect 10% of signatures of inhabitants of Prague 7. And even to meet 10% of inhabitants is a problem. But we collected the signatures within 2 months. And then we had to win a legal battle with the mayor and the city council. And after 1 year, we win in the court, and the referendum was organized this weekend.
More than 40% of Prague 7 residents took part in the referendum. The results are pretty clear. Most people want the city hall to spend less and be more transparent. Do you think the fact that people were able to bring about this change that they felt was right, do you think that will have an impact on the overall mood or even maybe political participation in Prague 7?
Well, I hope so. And not only in Prague 7, I hope that it will strengthen the civil society because the civil associations or inhabitants of other Prague quarters contact us. And they are interested in our experiences and in our know-how, how to organize a referendum. So, for example, inhabitants from Prague 8 or from Prague 10, they have the same problem like Prague 7, and they want also organize their referendum against some very expensive projects in their city quarters.
Hmm. And what's next for your initiative? Do you think the results of the referendum will be, I mean, they have to be binding, but do you think that the town hall will stick to what the people have decided? Do you think there will be problems along the way in the future?
Well, I don't expect bigger problems. I think that the results of the referendum will be respected by mayor and by the city council. But we'll control it very hard.
Marsha Wolinski was talking there to Jan Ciczyński, one of the organizers of a referendum in the district of Prague 7. You're tuned to Radio Prague, the international service.